I've just been listening to an audiobook by Little Richard. No, sorry, it's Big Rick, who is at All One Word. That's his nick, as Bernie Goldbach would say, or his tag name, All One Word. And Richard was going on about some guy that was in his circles on Google Plus and was getting a wee bit stroppy about receiving email notifications from Rick's Google Plus account. And it got me thinking, because I'm a bit confused on that, because I was pretty sure that if you do something like that, if you plus one or plus one and forward a Google Plus post, then it's not automatically sent by email. Unless I'm confused with something else. I thought there was a button that we might say also send by email, or is that audiobook? Yeah, see, confusion set in already. What's the point in starting a conversation? Well, a dialogue or whatever. You're not fully aware of the facts. But it just came to me there that I might actually be getting confused about between Google Plus and audiobook. But it doesn't really matter, because what I was going to talk about was listening to Rick. He was obviously upset about this. This guy's really got into the bone. Listening to Rick talk about the fact that this boy was getting a wee bit stroppy about continually getting these emails, and why not just unfollow him? Well, I'm not quite sure how it's set up, and the guy could just do that, or he could have, if it's an automated message that he sent to Rick, he could have actually sent a direct message of some sort to Rick and said, look, hey pal, you know, like your stuff and that, but could you just not send me the stuff, or I don't know how to stop this, can you give me a bit of advice, or, you know, etc, etc. Just be nice about it. Don't just keep sending, it's obviously annoying, messages to Rick. But as I said, that really wasn't what I was wanting to talk about. It just made me think about getting emails from people. And I don't mean people in general, I mean friends, and particularly close friends or family members. And it took me back to about a year and a half ago, when a certain associate of my wife in her church, the group that she was president of at the time, and since my wife doesn't use computers, and a lot of the stuff in the church, whether it's from the local group conference, it's called actually, or from the diocese, or further afield, even from His Holiness way over there in Rome, then it is invariably sent by email. So that was her contact name actually came through to my email. And I would just print off whatever came out, and I would reply via that as well. But this guy, who was well up in the conference group, and who was a very, very close friend at the time, he's not now, but not for that reason, was continually sending me, or forwarding messages that he was getting from other people, and they weren't all to do with the church. There may be, you know, some of these jokey things, etc. And at that time, you know, that sort of really up my nose about forwarding stuff, because in my CC bar at the top of my email would be about 40, 50 or 100 other people that were getting this message. And I thought, well, I don't like this, because you never know what's going to be enclosed within that message. We don't know about viruses and bugs and gremlins and wee nasties. So eventually he sent one, and that was really just, yeah. So I basically sent him one back and said, look, please don't send any more of these, church stuff only. I was very nice about it, and addressed him by his first name, as as I said, he was offended at the time. And said, look, I know you mean well, but please stop sending that. And, you know, the next time I met him, he was a wee bit dry. And I thought, oh, I know what that's all about. But, I mean, why is he taking umbrage at that? And this kind of relates back to Rick and this guy that was rejecting his emails. So that one passed anyway. But not long after that, a very dear friend of ours, just call him Michael, and his wife. And Michael was retired. This guy is great. We love him to bits. He's a bit older than us, as is Jean. But what a wonderful man. A wonderful, wonderful man. I can't extol his virtues enough. He's a great guy. And he's pretty intelligent. And when he retired, his son got him a cracking new laptop. And a few other nice wee toys, to be honest with you. I was a wee bit annoyed. And I thought, yeah, you just retired. Look at you. Look at you. You've got all these sparkly new gizmos on your desk. So anyway, of course, we exchanged the email addresses and said, look, if you need to contact. And so after a while, Michael started sending me these real jokey stuff. He wasn't involved in the church, so there was no church stuff. It was just, he would send me the odd one and say, hey, look at something, because he was a great photographer. And he actually did slideshows. When, you remember slides? up till about 4 or 5 years ago, he was still doing slideshow talks on Scotland. Great Scotland, walked the Munros and the Glens, and what he didn't know about Scotland, or doesn't know about Scotland, you know. So anyway, he used to do all that. So he used to send me some photographs, just, you know, I was up Glencoe and I got this one Saturday, and send over the photographs. Now, these were fantastic. But then he must have got caught in this loop, you know, of friends who were sending him jokey, sometimes sexually jokey things, which were not dirty or explicit, but, you know, readable, in other words. But amongst that was loads of other stuff, and this kept going on, and I was obliged to send them one back and say, hey, I got it, okay, very funny, blah, blah, blah. But I would just delete it immediately, and I wouldn't forward it. But I noticed the same thing was happening, that in my CC bar, BCC, was all this list of other people that he knew. And I thought, well, I don't like that, because then I'm up in their title bar, you know, as a CC. I'm not up there as BCC. And I wasn't particularly happy with it. And then I got on top of me about the, you know, the type of stuff he was sending. As I said, they weren't filthy by any means. He wouldn't do that. But it was more, there was more humour and joke in it, but still, you know, not what I wanted to get across. I'm broad-minded and I can talk about sex and things like that. I'm a grown-up boy, you know. But there's a time and a place, and I just didn't want them popping up my email box. Anyway, the problem was that Michael was not like the other guy. Here is a guy who is an absolute, not an associate of my wife, but a dear friend. I still is to this day, dear friends. How am I going to tell Michael not to send this stuff? So this went on for a wee while, and then I plucked up the courage, and I had to send him a nice, very, very nice. In fact, I extrapolated. Is extrapolated the right word, or extruded? Expanded the email. So in other words, the bush I was beating about till I got to the final part, where I plucked up the courage to put in some words that says, please, Michael, please, I know you mean well, but don't send me, please don't send me any more of those. You know, it was fun at the start, but, you know, I can't remember exact words, but I was trying to be as diplomatic and as nice as I possibly could. And he never did send me another one. But he's never made anything. He's never even said anything. He's never said, I'm sorry for sending them, because he would just forget about it. It's the type of guy he is. But it was in my mind that how do I do this without offending a great friend who was obviously just caught up with the new technology and caught up in this loop of friends, so-called friends that were firing all this stuff to him and saying to him, you know, forward on, or, you know. And these loops, I detest, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I hate them with a vengeance, these looping things. I think they should be banned. And people who, invariably, they're office workers. So I'm told. So that's not from me. But they invariably start with office workers and they just go around the office and then they're fired out like, you know, like throwing a canister of shells into an open fire. And they just go everywhere, and some land in the bushes causing no harm, and some land in people's homes and cause a hell of a bother, you know. No problem with Michael and that. But it was very, very hard for me to get round to asking him in as firm a method as I could not to send me any more. So there you go. Emails. You know, there's been loads of stuff said about emails in the past, about viruses and bugs, but I think a lot of harm comes in emails where people think that you would like what they're going to send you, and you don't, and you don't want it. And you just hit the delete button as soon as it comes through. So, wasted airspace. Okay, wee bit of a ramble, but yeah, I'm like you, Rick. If you don't like it, sort it out, eh? Don't moan about it all the time. Thanks for listening in. Bye for now from what is now a very cold night. I can feel snow in the air. I heard someone say today it was forecast. I'm now walking along the commuter belt. That is the stream of traffic from the traffic lights here all the way back into town at the usual time between 3:30 and 7:30 at night. Used to be commuting hour, and now it's like happy hour in a pub that lasts for 4 hours. Everybody trying to get home. Fortunately, I've only got another 100 metres to walk before I turn off into peace and quiet. It's very, very cold. Going in for a hot cup of tea and to get Mary to rub my feet and toes, and, you know, as she usually does. Not. Bye for now.